Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
It's the Earshot 20, about to count down another 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Ready to take the journey with us, I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland also in studio, and we do this every week. We count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
You should go check it out. It is Earshot, the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every single week at earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 there. As Anthony mentioned, we're about to bring you the top 20. You can also find regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community and online radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. So go check it out.
All kinds of fun stuff. You can also find us online a few ways. earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20. It's our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. We'll call it a feature. We'll package it up, put a pretty bow on it, and we'll throw it on the program. I love the faces that you make when I say things. I know that I've thrown you off or made you question something because you get this squinty thing going on.
You made a weird hand gesture. No one else could see it but me.
Oh, I didn't even know I made one. So there you go. If that's why we should have the camera again.
No, I'm glad that no one else got to see
record it.
The impromptu weird hand gesture that you unintentionally made.
Unintentionally. So we've got the top 20 to bring you. I'm going to really struggle with this show, I feel. And we also have Stephen Karlik in the program. No interviews this week. We're taking a little break because coming up in the next few weeks, we're going to have even more for you and more chances to win. Really excited about our partnership with a festival that's really going to pop. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave them guessing. And it could be, there's two pops out there, right? To my knowledge, there might be more pops.
There's more.
Is there? There's more festivals that have pop in the name?
Anthony Pop Explosion. Pop Anthony.
The Brian Pop. I like that too. Yeah, so you're going to have an opportunity to win some passes again with another festival coming up very soon, and we'll give you that announcement next week. But this week, though, the top 20 and Stephen Karlik, Brian will have the lowdown. We'll do all the regulars, and we've got a great countdown on the way for you. Some movement. Brian's got the scoop for you. You're not going to like it.
No,
I'm going to have to come up with something else.
Just be normal. I don't know.
No, but I didn't have anything catchy to say before. this was good.
So Purity Ring at number 20 last week, down to number 22. Nap Eyes debuted at number 12. They fall off the charts or off our program to number 25. Unknown Moral Orchestra from number 13 to number 28. Rennie Wilson from number 11 to number 32. And Faith Healer from number 17 to number 47. So some great records that we played for a few weeks, but all that means is that there's lots of new albums that we'll be bringing your way this week.
Exciting stuff. I'll come up with something else. What about the shuffle?
No, nothing. There's
Brian's
no need.
The shuffle for you.
You can just do things without them having weird names to them.
No, it all has to have a name. That's how life operates. All right, we're going to get the countdown started. Brian and I are going to workshop a new name for the opening segment, and we might give it to you by the end of the show. But first, we're going to bring you the first three selections from the top 20. It starts at 20 and goes up from there.
All right, we're going to hear from Grounders at number 20, down from number 9 is their self-titled debut. You're going to hear a track called No Ringer. Debuting at number 19 is Ariane Moffat. She has a new one called 22, I guess. It's military clock, but also French, I guess. So it's like Van de Zer, I guess it would be the name of the record.
You're the champ.
We're
going
to have a track called Miami, and we're also going to hear Easy to Get by Hot Chip at number 18, back in the program from number 21 the week before is Why Make Sense.
Here we go, kicking it all off with Grounders, your number 20 this week, and it's a song called No Ringer. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Je t'en parlais, j'aurais dû danser jour à l'œil, beaucoup trop tard. Ça fait
Earshot 20. Number 18.
No!
was Easy to Get by Hot Chip at number 18. Up from number 21 with the record Why Makes Sense, Ariane Moffat's new album debuting at number 19. We heard a track called Miami and No Ringer by Grounders kicked us off at number 20, down from number 9.
All right, you know it. We are taking a break now from the countdown, heading to the phone line. Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine all the way in Toronto, bringing us some of the best music news of the week. And Stephen, as always, thank you for joining us again on the program.
But of course.
And we've got all kinds of news. We were actually, before we came on the air, talking a little bit about some festivals. We're not going to talk about those ones, but we are going to talk about a festival, and that is Halifax Pop. They've added some more names to the lineup.
Halifax Pop Explosion. Every single year, they schedule the festival at the same time as we're working on the weekend to put out the magazine, which is a disaster because I've been dying to go. But for those who are lucky enough to go, the annual Halifax Music Festival has added a bunch of new names to the festival lineup, some very cool stuff, including some bigger ones like rapper Travis Scott, tech metal vet Dillinger Escape Plan, and U.S. indie rockers Cloud Nothings. Alongside those names are a number of others, including A Sight for Sewn Eyes, Andy Schauf, Braids, Cancer Bats, Dear Rouge, Doldrums, Each Other, Jen Grant, Magical Clouds, Mauno, Walrus, and a bunch of others. These, of course, join previously announced artists like Purity Ring, Always, and Rich Acoin. As you knew, Pop Explosion this year runs from October 20th to 24th, and early bird passes are still available. You can find more info at exclaim.ca and at the Halifax Pop Explosion website.
We've got to find more opportunities to get you on the East Coast. I'm gonna have to call James and tell him that no worky for Steven that
weekend.
I love
the East Coast so much. Yeah. I love it.
It's great. Well, we're looking forward to Halifax Pop and all that has to bring. We're going to move along now and chat a little bit about Yoko Ono, who seems to have gotten a couple of names in the, at least in the community radio circuit, to sign on for a new album.
So she released an album called Yes, I'm a Witch back in 2007. And Yoko Ono has been keeping busy with a variety of projects and collaborations since. She's now 82 and has announced plans to release a follow-up to that album, and it is, of course, titled Yes, I'm a Witch Too. The sequel is due out on January 22nd via Manimal Recordings. The original record heard Ono teaming up with artists like Cat Power, Spiritualized, and La Tigra to reinterpret songs from her back catalog. This time she's got a whole new roster of collaborators, including Death Cab for Cutie, Toon Yards, Peter Bjorn and John, Barks, Portugal the Man, Mike Snow, Sibo Mato, just a ton of very cool sort of modern artists who've been working in the past decade, all taking tries at Yoko Ono's past catalog. Very cool. It's a 16-song track list. You can see the entirety of it at exclaim.ca and read more about the album there.
Awesome stuff. And we've got one more story before we get back to the charts, and this is a tour announcement. You're not going to see Steve Urkel, but Chance the Rapper might be coming your way.
Yes, Chance the Rapper actually released a really great album earlier this year with his band called Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment. The album was called Surf. It's really excellent. If you haven't checked it out, do it now. But now the Chicago-bred hip-hop favorite has announced an upcoming Family Matters tour, is what it's called. Chance first teased the tour with a poster upload on Instagram on July 27th and has now revealed the proper tour routing. It kicks off on October 11th in Austin, Texas, and while it primarily focuses on the U.S., there are Canadian shows booked in Toronto and in Montreal. Chance will, of course, show up at Squamish Valley Music Festival this coming weekend, and you can find the entire itinerary of the tour at exclaim.ca. Some very cool stuff. He did reveal over Twitter as well that his Family Matters tour will be backed by tour openers Dram, Tokyo, and Metro Boomin, not to mention Australian outfit Hiatus Coyote, who will appear on select dates. So some very cool stuff there. If you live in or around Montreal or Toronto, you should check him out. I've heard he's quite a magical sight live.
It sounds like a great opportunity if you have an opportunity to go out and see them. And I hope everybody got my, I was thinking about this. I was like, oh man, I really didn't set that joke up well because I made a Family Matters joke at the beginning, but I don't know if anybody really got it because
I hadn't said Family Matters yet.
But
everyone can see how forward thinking and prescient you were.
Oh man, it was marvelous. All right. We're going to get back to the charts and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up. But Stephen, we'll get you to stick on the line and we'll be back with you in the second hour of the program. Brian's got what you're going to hear next right now.
You're going to hear from Crosses with a track called I Seance at number 17, down two spots is their new one called Low. And another debut this week is from Human Music. Their new one's called Sup. It's on Delbit Ditch Picnic. At number 16, you're going to hear Cool Party.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
At a cool party, something on my mind. Jory, man, packing in the daily grind. Something in the air smells, something in the air smells nice. You could go for a sleigh. At a cool party, moving in and out of time.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Cool Party by Human Music. Their new one, Sup, debuts at number 16. And one spot for that at number 17. Dropping two spots this week is Crosses. From the record Low, you heard I Seance.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Canada's Countdown Show for the Earshot Charts. Earshot-online.com. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. And I mentioned at the beginning of the program that there will be an opportunity for more winning coming up in the future, in the upcoming weeks, for another festival. But a big shout out to Megan Breen, who was our winner for the tickets to Sappy Fest, which is going on this weekend. If you're listening to the program, from Friday, July 31st to August 2nd. And if you missed the festival, you missed a good time. And I know Brian's going to be having a blast after the program's over. He's going up to Sappy Fest, and he's going to be hooping, hollering, and having a, I don't know what you do there. You're
that's going to bed early, yeah. and getting, sleeping in,
and getting up and going all to all the acoustic shows, well, because your ears.
No one else is awake yet.
No, so yeah, it's going to be. It's always a good time. Brian and I had a chance to go last year together, and we actually did the show live from Sackville. That wasn't in the cards this time around just because of work obligations and things, but you still have a chance to check out some great artists and artists that is there anybody there that you get to see that you typically wouldn't get to see otherwise? Like, I know there's a lot of artists that don't come through, maybe don't come through the Maritimes or at least St. John, but someone that's a, that's like a, oh, this guy I'd never, or this person I'd never get to see if they weren't at a festival.
Yeah, sure. I don't really think that there's anyone I can say offhand. The case this year, they kind of scaled back a little bit after some troubles a couple years ago. They definitely had some really, really big artists, which of course also comes with those financial obligations.
Yeah, it gets tough.
And they kind of realized, I guess, that that wasn't necessarily what drew people there. They just wanted to go for a good time.
Right. And great local to the Maritimes, great local artists. playing the Sappy Fest show. So if you didn't get your tickets, make sure to get them next year. Great festival. And have fun, everybody. If you're out there doing the Sappy Fest thing, have a blast. Be safe. Call me. Call me before you go to bed, just so I know you're safe. How many phone calls do you think I get?
Hopefully none.
All right.
For their sake, not yours.
We'll move on to some more music then, and we will move on to number 14, 15.
Sure, we're going to hear number 15 last week, number 31, Rain Over St. Ambrose, Still Waking Up. You're going to hear a track called Broken Love. And we're going to hear Good Morning, Mr. Wolf by Patrick Watson at number 14, down from number 17. His new album is called Love Songs for Robots.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Shot 20, number 14. But I try and try and then I don't know why. So when I put my head down sleeping, I got this tiny little feeling creeping in the night. I'm not gonna say there ain't no gray, gray days, but it's cloudy in the best of times. Getting tired of wasting worries, wanna let the worries worry for themselves for change. Here's some fighting words for the sleeping world. I heard the bells are ringing in the night. I know that you can hear them knocking, banging at your doors. Why don't you wanna answer anymore? 'Cause I don't wanna let you down. So come on in. Oh, good morning. Good afternoon.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Good Morning, Mr. Wolf from Patrick Watson. His latest record is called Love Songs for Robots. That's at number 14, down from number 7. And at number 15, up from number 31 this week, Rain Over St. Ambrose from the album Still Waking Up, you heard Broken Love.
And we've got a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete and we get through the first 20. Before we do that, though, I realized that from talking with Steven over the past few weeks, specifically, that there are still a lot of great albums that'll be putting, or great artists, I should say, that are going to be putting out albums and new releases that I feel like will crack the charts. And so I don't know if you're in a position to say, I can never predict, also because I sometimes don't pay enough attention, but I know you pay attention. Can you predict yet who would be number one for 2015?
Oh, I'm not going to play that game.
I'm not going to do it.
Maybe Braids. I don't know. They're one that has been up. Purity Ring have been up there for a long, long time.
I have a hard time.
That's dangerous territory.
Okay, fair enough. But lots of great records and still lots to come. We talked about Ought with Steven, and that's going to be a new record that will, they've been on the charts for, you know, many of their records. So probably going to be.
They've only had one record.
Oh, well, then they've been on their charts for that record. See, that's how much I pay attention. That is how much I pay attention. That's why you do this part, because it's just no good.
There are many, many records. Yes.
Yeah, they hold a record for the best record to be released of all records. I don't know.
Sure.
Anyway, I also
you're off the rails this week.
I am. I truly am. I feel like you should just bring Abby back and maybe... Maybe this is my departing episode right here. Let's get back to the charts. Let's give them music. They don't want to hear from me. You go ahead.
You're going to hear The Greatest by Alabama Shakes at number 13, up from number 16. Their new one is called Sound and Color. Well, I never meant to be the greatest.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Haunt a Light by Soul at number 11, down from number 5 from the record I Became a Shade. Before that, at number 4 last week was Metz with the album 2. It's at number 12 this week, and you heard Kicking a Can of Worms. And we kicked off that set with The Greatest by Alabama Shakes at number 13, up from number 16 from the album Sound and Color.
Was that actually the name of the song? The Greatest?
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome. I was like, the greatest what, Brian? But that was the name of the song. Okay, I like it. That was pretty good. All right, that does it for this hour of the
program.
You weren't
paying attention when I set up the song?
No, I wasn't. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20. Brian and I counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And we just completed the first 10 of the top 20. And when we come back, we will have the top 10 for you. Of course, this program is recorded out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, and broadcast first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time right from that station. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. Thanks to them for airing the program. And you can also find us online, radioforall.net. You can download the program or you can podcast us through iTunes. Stick around when we come back. The top 10. Stephen Karlik's back with us. We have the lowdown and much, much more. You're not going to want to miss it. We'll be back after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.